climate change is usually seen as a global issue requiring global action. But some state officials have decided to do what they can. A new study finds that they acted for various reasons: to clean the air, build local businesses, or save money through energy conservation. And no one's claiming that their actions will have a measurable impact on global warming. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Barry Rabe at the University of Michigan started out with a simple question as he set out to study state programs that take steps to combat climate change.
Why would a state government unilaterally work to reduce its greenhouse gases when there's no federal or international mandate for them to do so?
The answer turned out to be as varied as the states themselves. Texas, for instance, has a law encouraging the growth of clean wind energy. That has stimulated a big industry that's insulated from the booms and busts of the oil business. The goal is modest. The state plans to get just 4% of its electricity from renewable sources by the end of the decade. But Rabe says a little change is significant in a big state.
Were Texas to secede from the Union and become an independent nation, it would be about the sixth or seventh largest greenhouse gas source in the world. More greenhouse gases generated in Texas than France, for example.
Texas doesn't have a grand plan to cut back on the gases that contribute to climate change, but Rabe found that quite a few states do.
Roughly one-third of the states fall into the category of, I would say, very, very active. They have multiple policies or programs or initiatives that are clearly intended to reduce greenhouse gases.
New Jersey falls into that group. In fact, the state acted when the current administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Christine Todd Whitman, was governor.
It established a state pledge of reducing greenhouse gas emissions 3.5% below 1990 levels by 2005, which in effect would have put them online to reach the Kyoto Protocol goals by 2012 had that been ratified.
President Bush rejected the Kyoto Climate Treaty, though, because it had tough, legally binding requirements. New Jersey's programs, in contrast, are largely voluntary. The state is actually ahead of its target, partly because it is relying more on nuclear energy, which doesn't contribute to climate change, and partly because the recession has slowed the engines that hum along with the economy. New Hampshire is another state that's promoting energy efficiency. Joanne Morin with the State Department of Environmental Services says one recent state law clamps down on the oldest, most polluting power plants.
If you're talking about energy, you're also talking about many forms of air pollution. So there are multiple benefits.
New Hampshire is concerned that dirty power plants contribute to acid rain. They make the air harder to breathe and cut into tourism by spoiling the state's picturesque views. Morin promotes all those benefits and doesn't single out climate change. The state also promotes energy efficiency through voluntary programs.
These measures just make sense economically because they reduce costs.
New Hampshire has also joined a coalition of 6 New England states and 5 Canadian provinces that has a voluntary goal of holding in check emissions that contribute to climate change. Steps include improving building codes to save energy and switching to relatively clean sources of electricity, such as hydropower and natural gas.
The hard one to address, of course, is automobiles.
There, the state is hoping to convince drivers to choose energy-efficient hybrid cars instead of the wildly popular SUVs. California has moved much more aggressively on the automobile front. A law passed this summer calls for new regulations to limit vehicle emissions. But Barry Rabe says other states have been openly hostile toward measures to address climate change.
In Michigan, for example, in 1999, there was legislation passed that really makes it illegal for an official from, say, the Department of Natural Resources or the Department of Environmental Quality to spend any time developing policies designed to reduce greenhouse gases.
All told, the state measures Rabe tallied up don't amount to a measurable impact on the global climate. But the report, published by the Pew Center on Global Climate Change, does highlight ways states can do things if they are so inclined. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.